This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on last name Ryan, R-H-Y-N-E, first name Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y. Her middle name is Beth, B-E-T-H. So Haley Beth Ryan, R-H-Y-N-E. Her date of birth is September 6, 1985. Patient seen for Texas Health Physician Group and mainly for Kelly, C-A-L-L-I-E, Danielle, D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E, Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y. Family Nurse Practitioner -BC. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 37-year-old female comes here for evaluation today for possible iron deficiency anemia. The patient does not smoke, drinks socially. The patient is allergic to moxifloxacin, M-O-X-I-Floxin, F-L-O-X-I-N-E, and also one other antibiotic she cannot recall. New paragraph. Symptoms, she complains of postural dizziness when trying to sit up from laying down or get up. She also feels fatigued most of the time. She has generalized weakness and generalized body ache, and she also complains of insomnia. She also is concerned about her iron deficiency anemia and thyroid issues. New paragraph, history of present illness. Patient worked for Southwest Airline in 2019, early part, she had tummy tuck surgery, following which she developed skin infection in the scar, and it was very significantly severe, protracted infection from Mycobacterium fortium, F-O-R-T-I-U-M. The patient required prolonged IV antibiotic therapy. She was initially given moxifloxacin, with which she developed significant cytopenias. Her WBC count dropped to 1.2. Hemoglobin also dropped to 6. Or similar, requiring transfusions. Actually, hemoglobin dropped to 6.4 and creat was 21. She required blood transfusion. She had picline and she was given IV antibiotic with imipenem and cefoxitin. Imipenem daily, cefoxitin 3 times daily for several months. Patient gradually recovered. Since then, however, she has been having symptoms of aches and pain, weakness, fatigue, insomnia, and overall not feeling well. Patient in the past was seen by Dr. Sujatha, S-U-J-A-T-H-A, Krishnan, the infectious disease specialist. She was also seen by Dr. Lee Drinkard, D-R-I-N-K-A-R-D, who was hematologist, oncologist. At one point, she was recommended to have a lung biopsy because of some abnormality seen on x-rays. However, according to her, Dr. Drinkard advised not to get that one since he thought it was not necessary. In any case, while she was sick, she was significantly ill with multi-system involvement. She since has recovered well, but she continues to have this lingering symptoms. She was treated for iron deficiency anemia. Right now she is not taking any medications for iron deficiency anemia. New paragraph. Her recent lab shows she also saw in past doctor, or she was also referred to Dr. Sushma Jasti. Apparently she did not see her. New paragraph. Her labs, her CBC on 9/16 showed WBC of 4.9, hemoglobin 12.1, hematocrit 40, and platelet count was 236. So all were normal. CRP was normal at 0.2. TSH was 0.37, again lower than normal limit. Her iron study showed iron of 93, saturation 23%, ferritin was low at 7, folate was normal at 3.4 and higher. Free thyroxine was also normal at 0.88. She had another CBC on 10/28, which showed WBC of 4.6, hemoglobin 12.2, hematocrit 39, RDW normal, platelet count also was 287. TSH at that time was 0.9, which is again within normal range. Free T3 was normal. Her current medications includes alprazolam 0.5 milligram. She says she takes it only to sleep. She is on Belbuca, B-E-L-B-U-C-A, 300 microgram buccal film. She takes every 12 hours. She is on Cymbalta 20 milligram once every day. She also takes ferrous sulfate 65 milligram. She is on Symproic, S-Y-M-P-R-O-I-C, 0.2 milligram daily, and Percocet 5x325 on PRN basis. New paragraph, physical examination. She is uh, 37. She is 5'7" tall, weighing 202. Her blood pressure is 123 over 74. ICNT unremarkable, no lymph node felt in neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs are clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, history of iron deficiency anemia. Diagnosis 2, history of Mycobacterium skin infection requiring prolonged antibiotic. Diagnosis 3, history of hypothyroidism now resolved. Diagnosis 4, constitutional symptoms of aches and pain, insomnia, body ache and weakness, difficult to explain. New paragraph, recommendations. We will get the record from infectious disease as well as previous hemato-oncologist. We'll also get a CBC, serum CMP, iron and ferritin level, TSH level, and review everything once available and go from there. Because of her insomnia, I gave her temazepam 15 milligram once daily as needed. New paragraph, this consultation on Haley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, Ryan, R-H-I-Y-N-E. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to her PCP. Thank you.